This is Triple R Midday News with Eliana Victoria
and Nathan Brown.
With the government's marriage equality legislation being presented to Parliament today, the activist group GetUp is calling on the opposition to oppose the proposed plebiscite. Under the government's plan, $15 million of taxpayers' money will go towards campaigning, but GetUp says the funds will go towards potentially discriminatory anti-same-sex marriage campaigns. Sally Rugg, the marriage equality director at GetUp, says the proposed plebiscite should be condemned.
The reason why we're even having this discussion about a plebiscite is really politics at its worst. It's Malcolm Turnbull being unable to call the shots in his own party and having to pander to the far-right faction.
Hundreds of students will protest against the plebiscite outside the State Library this afternoon. Students from RMIT, Swinburne, Melbourne and Monash will rally for the Turnbull government to renounce the plebiscite and for Parliament to legalise same-sex marriage immediately. April Holcomb says she expects a large crowd to take to the streets.
I think just generally mobilising people, and I think we'll have tremendous success in doing that because we have vast majority support for marriage equality in this country. So if it does come to a plebiscite, I'm not really worried.
Human rights organisations are calling for an immediate change to Australia's current policies on refugees and asylum seekers ahead of a major United Nations summit in New York. Save the Children's Australia's Tim Norton says it's important Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull stands shoulder to shoulder with other world leaders on the issue.
He is going to a global stage. He needs to stand up and be a credible leader that offers real solutions for refugee issues. We've got children and families who have no hope of resettlement or what their futures are. That has to change. That's not going to solve a global refugee crisis.
The UN summit will be held next week.
Victorians could soon be able to decide their future medical treatment and end-of-life care. A bill to be introduced to state parliament will make a patient's choices legally binding, but doesn't go as far as allowing euthanasia. Right to Life Australia's Margaret Tai says we have to care for people who are sick, not help them die.
I hope that the people of Victoria will come to their senses and tell the Victorian government that they do not want patient killing under any form, whether it be by denial of treatment that a patient should be having that would be beneficial to them, or whether it be by lethal jab.
However, pro-euthanasia group Exit International has welcomed the move. Founder Philip Nitschke says the legislation doesn't go far enough.
As Pauline Hanson prepares to make her maiden speech to the Senate, parts of Australia will show solidarity with the Muslim community. Students at Sydney University are hosting a Halal Not Hanson barbecue. Organiser Chloe Rafferty says the Halal Not Hanson campaign will continue to grow.
We see this as like part of an ongoing campaign to stand up against Hanson and One Nation's racism. So definitely it's just the first in what we hope will be a series of events for as long as Hanson is around in politics.
Australian researchers say there's something fishy about recent reports of dolphins chatting to each other. Russian scientists say they have observed two dolphins holding a conversation similar to that of humans. But the head of the Dolphin Research Institute, Jeff Weir, is dubious, saying there's nothing to suggest that this is likely.
The bulk of evidence over decades and decades of work is that dolphins don't have a complex language, but they have signature whistles that they can use in different ways.
And over to sport, it seems Australia's new National Netball League has secured a landmark pay deal. The new agreement will reportedly mean players will earn double their $15,000 wage. Netball Australia says the new deal sets a benchmark for women's sport.
To Rio, and five-time Australia Paralympics champion Evan O'Hanlon is hanging up his spikes after an end to his gold medal winning streak in Rio. O'Hanlon was relegated to silver in the T38 100-metre sprint. Until now, the 28-year-old has only ever won gold in his three-game Paralympic career.
And now to the weather. Melbourne's wet spell is continuing with showers today and a top of 16. Tomorrow, more rain and a top of 15. And Friday, cloudy, a top of 17 degrees. This is Triple R Midday News with Eliana Victoria
and Nathan Brown.